Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where darkness glows and mystery flows. I'm your host, Chantel, and today I am so excited to talk about something we all do, but rarely think about magically, and that is sleep. Ever notice how your dreams in winter feel different? More vivid, more mysterious, maybe even a touch more magical? You are not imagining it. As the world outside grows quiet and still, our inner dreamscapes come alive in fascinating ways. Today, we are diving into sacred sleep practices, winter dream magic, and how to harness the power of this introspective season. Plus, we'll share some special magical practices for both in bulk and the upcoming full moon in Leo. So grab your coziest blanket and settle in, because this episode of The Media Matters is all about making magic while you sleep. There is something so special about winter sleep. It's not just in your imagination. There are actually magical and scientific reasons why our sleep feels different during this time of year. In the winter, we're naturally aligned with longer periods of darkness. Our ancestors, without the constant glow of screens and artificial lights, would have experienced much longer nights. This extended darkness triggers our bodies to produce more melatonin, which is often called the sleep hormone. It's nature's way of telling us to rest more deeply and for longer periods. But it's not just about the quantity. The quality of our winter sleep is super different too. The quieter environments of winter, with less outdoor activity and often snow-muffled sounds, create the perfect conditions for deeper sleep cycles. This is why you might find yourself having more vivid or memorable dreams during the winter season. From a magical perspective, winter is traditionally seen as a time of deeper introspection. It's like the whole world is inviting us to turn inward to explore our inner landscapes. This natural introspection creates a stronger connection to our subconscious mind, which is why many spiritual traditions consider winter the perfect time for dream work, shadow work, ancestral communication, and intuitive development. Think of it like this. In spring and summer, our energy is often focused outward. We're busy, we're active, we're engaged with the world around us. But in the winter, that energy turns inward. It's like the world has given us permission to slow things down, to listen to our inner wisdom, and to explore the depths of our psyche through our dreams. This is why, in many magical traditions, winter is associated with the element of water. Why? Because water represents emotions, intuition, and the subconscious, all things that become more accessible to us during the winter season. It's as if the barrier between our waking consciousness and our deeper intuitive self becomes thinner, which allows for more profound insights and spiritual experiences. In numerology, winter is often associated with the number 4, which represents stability, foundation, and introspection. It's a time to build a solid base for the year ahead, and what better way to do that than through restful, insightful sleep? Astrologically, we're in a powerful time right now. As we approach in bulk, the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, we're in a period of gestation. The seeds of our intentions for the year are quietly growing beneath the surface, a lot like our dreams are quietly shaping our waking lives. So I encourage you to embrace this winter sleep energy. Allow yourself to rest more if your body is calling for it. Pay attention to your dreams. They might be trying to tell you something important. Think of winter as nature's invitation to rest deeper and dream bigger. Now that we understand why winter sleep is so special, let's talk about how to create a space that supports this magical rest. Your bedroom isn't just a place to crash at the end of the day. This is sacred ground. It's a temple for rest, rejuvenation, and connection with your deeper self. First, let's talk about energetic cleansing. Just like you wouldn't go to bed without washing your face, You shouldn't sleep in a space that hasn't been energetically cleansed. This doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as opening a window to let the fresh air circulate. You could also burn some sage or Palo Santo, or use a sound tool like a bell or a singing bowl to clear stagnant energy. I like to do a quick cleansing ritual every night before bed. So for me, sometimes I will light a small white candle, walk clockwise around my room, and say something like, "I cleanse this space of all energy that no longer serves me. Only peace, love, and restful energy are welcome here." It's super simple, but it makes a huge difference. Protection is also key. You're vulnerable when you sleep, so it is very important to set up energetic boundaries. This could be as simple as visualizing a protective bubble around your bed, or you could even use physical tools like black tourmaline or obsidian crystals at the corners of your room. Often, I combine cleansing and protection with a big bubble of light. I do this by sitting on my bed, closing my eyes, taking a few deep breaths, and envisioning a big bubble of light forming in the middle of my home. From there, I set the intention for the bubble of light to push out all the energy that no longer serves me. Then, I set the intention for the bubble of light to encapsulate my home and property, kind of like a force field of protection. Really, the method you choose doesn't have to be complicated or even super involved. It just needs your time, attention, and intention. Now, let's talk about the physical setup of your sacred sleep space. In feng shui, the direction your bed faces can affect your energy. Generally, it's believed that having your head pointing north aligns you with the Earth's magnetic field, which promotes better sleep. But trust your intuition here. If another direction feels right to you, just go with that. Crystal placement can be super powerful too. I always keep a piece, you know, or five, of amethyst on my nightstand, which promotes peaceful sleep and spiritual dreams. Moonstone is another great one. This is fantastic for enhancing intuition, and you can even use labradorite, which can boost magical dreams. Another good one, clear quartz, because this one is wonderful for dream clarity. Really, just experiment and see what works best for you. But a word of caution, start with one crystal type at a time, and just see how things vibe. The last thing you want is to bring in a few different kinds of crystals, place them in your space, and all hell breaks loose, energetically speaking. And don't forget about dream catching tools. Whether you use a traditional Native American dream catcher or you create your own, having a tool dedicated to filtering your dreams can be very powerful. Now, let's engage all the senses to create a truly magical sleep environment with scent. So scent is strongly tied to memory and emotion. With that said, make sure you choose calming scents for your bedroom, such as lavender. This one is classic for relaxation, but I also love the grounding scent of cedarwood or the peaceful aroma of chamomile. Just be cautious if you have pets, and please double, triple, and quadruple check the safety information of any candles, oils, etc. before you use them around your pets, because some of these are toxic and we want to keep our furry little babies nice and safe. Let's move on to sound. You could consider using something like a white noise machine or nature sounds app. All are fantastic. I personally love the sound of gentle rain or ocean waves. It really just reminds me of water energy and helps me to connect with my intuition. Next, pay attention to textures. So, soft, cozy bedding, not just comfortable, it can actually help signal to your body that it's time to relax and dream. I have a separate and also second blanket that I like to lay on my side of the bed when it is time to shut things down. When I cozy up under my blankets, my mind knows it is time to journey inward. My body knows it is time to relax. Lighting. Lighting is crucial. In your beautiful, sacred sleep space, you want to avoid harsh overhead lighting in the evening. Instead, opt for soft lamps or candles to create a nice, gentle, dreamy atmosphere. I love a Himalayan salt lamp. They give off the most beautiful, soothing pink glow. I have, 3, 4, 5, 100 in my house. They're just in different locations. They stay on all the time, but I love the glow. I love the energy. I find them so relaxing. And everyone who comes to our house always comments on our Himalayan salt lamps. They're a vibe. All of that said, I will tell you that when I first started taking my sleep and dream work seriously, I went through a reevaluation phase and took a really long, hard look at my bedroom, what was in it, how it was set up, you know, the works. One of the biggest things I did was create a crystal grid under my bed. So at the time, this was mostly for nighttime invaders that I was dealing with, as well as very interrupted sleep. I was not sleeping well at all. I also took the TV out of my room and made sure that my room was reserved for rest and relaxation. We don't have piles of clothes anywhere. We keep things nice and tidy to ensure the energy flows exactly the way we need it to. And let me tell you, the difference was incredible. Not only did I start sleeping better, but my dreams became more vivid and more meaningful. I started remembering them more clearly, and I even found myself looking forward to bedtime as a magical journey rather than just a necessity or a time to start feeling anxious, if you will. The thing to remember is that creating a sacred sleep space is a personal journey. What works for me might not work for you. Just create a space that feels safe, comfortable, and conducive to your magical practice. Experiment, trust your intuition, and most importantly, enjoy the process. Now that we've set up our sacred sleep space, let's talk about some specific tools and techniques for winter dream work. Winter is a particularly powerful time for dreaming, so we want to make the most of it. Let's start with crystals. As I mentioned before, amethyst is my go-to for spiritual dreams and sound sleep. Its gentle purple energy is so calming and can help open your third eye chakra, enhancing psychic dreams. Moonstone, another fabulous one. She is perfect for intuitive dreams. It's connected to the moon's energy and can help you tap into your subconscious wisdom. We talked about this one, but I'm going to say it again. Labradorite. This one is known as the magician stone, and it's fantastic for promoting magical and transformative dreams. Next, clear quartz, another one we talked about, but it's worth mentioning again. She is great for dream clarity. Clear quartz can help you remember your dreams more vividly and understand their messages more clearly. Now, a word of caution. While crystals are generally safe, always cleanse them energetically before you use them. And if you're placing them directly on your body, make sure they're smooth and they're not going to hurt you while you sleep. Please and thank you. Okay, let's move on to herbs, nature's magical allies. Let's start with lavender because why not? Lavender is well known for promoting peace and relaxation, which makes it perfect for gentle, soothing dreams. Next, chamomile. Chamomile has a similar effect and can be especially helpful if anxiety tends to disrupt your sleep. Our next herb is mugwort. Mugwort is known as the dreamer's herb. It's said to promote vivid, prophetic dreams. However, use it with caution because it can be pretty powerful. Next up, let's talk about rosemary. She is excellent for dream recall. The ancient Greeks used to wear rosemary wreaths to bed to enhance their memory. I don't know how comfortable that was. I don't know who was getting a lot of sleep with a wreath on their head, but smelling rosemary all day and night, I'm here for it. These herbs are so fantastic. They're just a drop in the bucket. There are so many wonderful ones out there, but you can really work with these herbs in a lot of different ways. You can create a dream pillow, which is filled with a blend of herbs. You can brew them in a nighttime tea. You can just keep some sprigs under your pillow. Just remember to always research herbs carefully and consult with a healthcare provider before ingesting any new herb. Better to be safe, if you know what I mean. Now, let's talk about protection methods. While we want to open ourselves to the dream world, it is incredibly important to maintain energetic boundaries. One simple method is to create a line of salt around your bed. Salt has been used for eons for purification and protection in a lot of magical traditions. You could also use protective symbols if you don't want to clean up salt all the time, or you have pets, or whatever the case. For protective symbols, you could consider drawing a pentacle on your forehead with blessed water before bed. You could keep a protective amulet under or near your bed. You can create a crystal grid. Lots and lots of options. Next, shielding visualizations, because they are powerful. I talked about this one just a little bit ago. I do this one seriously every single night. So before you go to sleep, just imagine a bubble of white or golden light surrounding your bed, allowing only positive energies to enter. You can also create what I call a dream ward, which is a specific energetic barrier for your dream space. For this, you could visualize a door to your dream world and imagine placing guardians or protective symbols at this door. Here is one of my favorite dream techniques, and it is moon water. During the full moon, which is coming up soon in Leo, I leave a mason jar filled with water outside to absorb the moon's energy. Throughout the next 1 to 2 days, I'll drink this moon water before bed, setting the intention to have clear, insightful dreams. The upcoming full snow moon in Leo, let's talk about it. This one is particularly powerful for dream work. Leo is associated with creativity and self-expression, so this is a great time to incubate dreams about your creative projects or to ask for dreams that help you express your authentic self. As we approach Imbolc, traditionally celebrated on February 1st, we enter a powerful time for divinatory dreams. Imbolc marks the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, which is a time of hope. As we look forward to the return of spring and everything blooming, everything turning bright green again. In Celtic tradition, this was a time when the veils between worlds were thought to be thin, making it easier to receive messages from the spirit world through our dreams. Here is a simple Imbolc dream ritual that you can try. Before bed on Imbolc Eve, light a white candle, safely, of course. Write down a question or area of your life you'd like guidance on. Place this paper under your pillow along with a crystal of your choice. As you fall asleep, visualize Brigid, the Celtic goddess associated with Imbolc, or simply imagine a warm, nurturing light surrounding you. Ask for a dream that provides insight or guidance, and when you wake up, immediately write down any dreams that you remember. Just remember that the key to all of these techniques is intention and consistency. The more you work with your dreams, the more vivid and insightful they will become. Calling all dreamers and sleep seekers. Are you ready to transform your winter nights into magical journeys of rest and insight? Let's talk about Better Sleep, your ultimate companion for sacred, soul-nourishing sleep. Just like we discussed in today's episode about winter dream magic, Better Sleep is here to revolutionize how you experience rest. With over 300 sleep sounds, 250 meditations, and cutting-edge sleep tracking technology, this app is like having a personal sleep wizard in your little pocket. Imagine drifting off to dreamy soundscapes, tracking your REM sleep cycles, and waking up feeling truly restored. Recommended by leading doctors and loved by over 90% of users, Better Sleep is your gateway to deeper, more meaningful sleep. Get a 30-day free trial right now. Just use the link in our show notes and start your magical sleep journey today. Sweet dreams are calling. Will you answer? Now that we've explored how to create the perfect conditions for magical winter sleep and dreams, let's talk about how to capture and understand those dreams. Dream journaling is a powerful tool for developing your intuition and understanding the messages your subconscious is sending you. First, some practical tips for winter dream journaling. Keep your journal and a pen right by your bed. You want to be able to record your dreams as soon as you wake up and before they have a chance to fade away. In the winter, when it's cold and dark, you might be tempted to snuggle back under the covers instead of reaching for your journal. Listen, resist the urge. Those first moments after waking up are when your dreams are the absolute freshest and most vivid. I recommend tracking the moon phases in your dream journal because the moon has a powerful effect on our dreams. And by tracking, you might start to notice some patterns. And don't forget to note the weather conditions too. In winter, you might notice connections between your dreams and the outside world. A snowstorm might coincide with dreams of emotional cleansing, as an example. Now, let's talk about some winter-specific dream symbols you might encounter. Just remember, dream symbolism is highly personal, but I'm going to share some common themes. First up is snow, which often represents purification or a blank slate. It might indicate that you're ready for a fresh start in some areas of your life. Ice can symbolize preserved messages or emotions, something that's been frozen, if you will, in your psyche and is ready to be thought out. Next, darkness. Darkness in dreams, which we see a lot of in the winter, often represents mystery or potential. It's not necessarily negative. Think of a seed germinating in the dark soil. Stars. Stars in winter dreams might represent guidance or hope, a light in the darkness. When it comes to interpreting your dreams, start with your first impressions. How did you feel in the dream? How did you feel when you woke up? These emotional resonances are often more important than the specific details of the dream itself. Look for seasonal connections too. If you dream of spring flowers in the dead of winter, your subconscious might be telling you that growth and renewal are coming, even if you can't see it yet. Pay attention to recurring symbols in your dreams. These might be trying to get your attention. As an example, let me share this little story. So I used to have recurring dreams about unseen energies invading my space. In my dreams, they would grab my hair, they would touch me, purposely scare me. I mean, you get it. I would always try to scream or pray out loud and nothing would come out, nothing. Fast forward, and now I kick butt and take names anytime these dreams pop up, which if I'm thinking about it, I actually haven't had one of these in a really long time. Come to find, the recurring message, which by the way, took me forever to figure out, was that I felt powerless and trapped. I was fighting against things I knew existed, but didn't want to see. Very interesting. I cannot say definitively that these used to happen in winter. They happened all the time. I don't think it had anything to do with the seasons. I think it had everything to do with the season I was in. So, all of that said, just remember that you are the very best interpreter of your own dreams. And while there are dream dictionaries out there, they can be super helpful, really just as starting points. Your personal associations with symbols is what really matters. Above all else, trust your intuition. Now, let's talk about how to integrate all of this into a daily practice. Remember that consistency is key when it comes to dream work, so I'm going to share a simple routine that you can follow. In the evening, start with a quick space clearing. This can be as simple as opening a window for a few minutes to let fresh air circulate, or using a sound tool like a bell to clear stagnant energy. Set your protection, whether that's visualizing a protective bubble, setting out crystals, or whatever method resonates with you. Next, set your intention for the night. This doesn't have to be complicated. You can simply say, I intend to remember my dreams and receive messages that serve my highest good. Prepare any tools you want to use. Perhaps place a crystal under your pillow or spritz your pillow with a little lavender spray. In the morning, try to wake up as gently as you can. If you can let yourself wake up naturally without an alarm, fantastic. If you can't, such is life. As soon as you wake up, reach for your dream journal and record anything you remember, even if it's just fragments or feelings. Throughout the day, pay attention to any symbols or themes from your dreams that might show up in your waking life. The universe often sends us messages in repeated patterns, so your dream symbols might appear in very unexpected places. Once a week, take some time to review your dreams. Look for patterns, recurring symbols, or connections to events in your life. This is also a fantastic time to track how the moon phases might be influencing your dreams. I'm going to share my go-to practice with you, and this is just for recording dreams. If I wake up with details of a dream front and center in my mind, I will quickly grab my phone and type a note for myself to look at later. Not too long ago, I mean, it was just like ones of weeks ago, I had a very vivid dream about my grandmother, and I literally laid in bed and wrote myself a note on my phone at 4 a.m. because I didn't want to forget it. Crazy, but true. Just remember that this practice is about connecting with your inner wisdom. There is no right or wrong way to do it. It's just finding what works for you and sticking with it. And that, my friend, is our episode on winter dreams and restful magic. I really hope you're feeling inspired to dive deeper into your dream world and make the most of this introspective season. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with some journal prompts to explore this week. The first prompt is, what winter dreams have stood out to you recently? Write about one in detail, noting any emotions or symbols that felt significant. The next prompt, how does your sleep change with the seasons? Do you notice any patterns in your dreams or sleep quality as we move through winter? The last prompt, what messages do you feel are coming through in your dreams right now? Trust your intuition on this one. I would love to hear about your experiences with your winter dream work. Make sure you share your insights or questions with me on Instagram at The Media Matters or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. I will post these journal prompts in the show notes as well, so you can reference them anytime you need. Also, be on the lookout for our little journal template. You can put your notes in there, the moon cycles, anything you're feeling, patterns, etc. This way you don't have to spend money and go buy a journal, you know? Or you could always use your trusty phone for free because you already have that. But I will create this for you and share it in the show notes, so be sure to check it out. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Make sure you head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free monthly newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep believing in the magic within and around you. See you next time.